Now we are.
Shit, we cool. Get started so motherfucking late. So yeah. What time is it? 7:30. We just now starting.
Well, that's cool. Well, welcome to the Committed Mentality Podcast.
I'm tired already.
You always tired.
And you,
that's for people who don't know,
that's why I like to get here at 6:30. Man, start recording by 7.
We record this in the evening. And so, Brent, well, you have the unluxury of working all day.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I took the winter off, so.
Yeah. So you well rested.
Well,
y'all motherfuckers was at home all day.
Yeah.
I was out in the streets.
I've been Gucci. I take almost all Tuesdays off too.
I was in the trenches, son.
The days that we record, like, I reserve that day to do nothing but come here.
I thought you was about to say Taco Tuesday. So no. I was like, damn, that's a good idea. Nothing. I should take Taco Tuesday.
I do nothing but prepare to come here.
Yeah. That's nice.
Bright eyed and bushy tailed up in this bitch.
And I'm over here fucking dead.
Motherfucker was up at 6 o'clock.
I was thinking we gotta get Brent drinking them bangs or something, some of them little energy drinks, something.
I don't do energy drinks.
You need some coffee, something in your life.
Do coffee.
You need some pre-workout.
Bro, it's 8 p.m. I've been up since 6. I have a right to be tired.
You see how he's
and I've been at work all day.
You do,
time.
I respect it.
You see how he's changing the time though? But now all of a sudden it's 8. It was just 7 when he said, damn,
7:34. Big fucking difference.
That's the shit Tony be doing. She's like, we need to leave. I'm like, well, what time is it? And she's like, it's 8 o'clock. And I'm like, I look at the clock. I'm like, it's 7:42.
That's 8, bro.
But she knows.
To her, it is. To me, it's 7:42.
That's 8.
We had that conversation.
We had this conversation earlier where we just found out that it don't matter what the fuck time it is. We got to tell you a fake time so that way your ass will go.
Yeah, you got to send me. I'm the type that.
Why you ask her what time it was and then you look at the clock?
Because I know she's going to bullshit.
So why you ask her in the first place? Why don't you just
I respect that. You got to ask.
But why
even if you know.
But why don't you just take her advice and then be like, okay, I got to move my ass.
Well, no, sometimes I'm like in the house somewhere where I'm not close by my phone or a clock or something. Oh. So I just yell, hey, what time is it, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, it's 8, come on. And I get downstairs with my shit like, oh, it's not 8 yet.
Yeah.
You just
she don't want
yet.
You to keep sitting on your ass. Exactly. She wants you to move.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's wrong. I just said it's some bullshit.
I think you should stop asking.
On both sides.
I think her side is legit.
I think her side is legit.
I would agree with her.
You got to ask the time, though.
If
even if you know it.
Yeah.
You got to do that.
The problem is you being late. I think that then go with her time. Right. I would stop asking
That's
her the
true.
Time.
I've been a dude for so long that in almost all my cars, I try to set the time ahead.
Mine are all set fat further.
But then at the same time, I'm the one who set it, so I know it's ahead.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? So then,
I thought we grew. And then we did.
We did.
We
me
grew.
And you.
Yeah, we grew the conversation.
Hey, we here.
Welcome to the Committed Mentality Podcast. What's up, fellas? How was y'all's week? Good. That good, huh? At the time of recording this, Christmas is past. We didn't get to do it before Christmas.
I was just trying not to interrupt Brent. You know how he says we interrupt.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting.
He doesn't get to talk, all that bullshit.
I was thrown off by such a short intro.
Oh,
I thought she was going to go through the whole thing. That's what I thought she was going to do when you said you stopped it. Like,
you know he always has a
problem
with your intro.
Y'all interrupted my
You know
intro.
He always has
we
a problem
We didn't interrupt nothing. We was quiet.
Welcome to the Committed Mentality Podcast. I don't have nothing to say. Fuck, let's go.
You could be saying, welcome to the Brent Podcast. And he's still like, bro, what? Like, you need to do this instead.
Yeah, yep.
So but, it was Christmas, as we all know.
Yep.
I had 4 days off. So
oh,
that
nice.
Was nice. But it snowed, and I hate snow.
Yeah.
But, and you know the worst thing about it? You know, her son has never really been in snow before.
Oh, yeah.
So all he wanted was it to snow. And my daughter, of course, she loves snow. She's a little kid. So we get all this snow. What day was it? Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We get back home because we had to go to Cleveland a couple of days before for some family issues. And we got stuck coming back. So we had to we got caught in that snowstorm. So it took us 2 hours just to get to Mansfield. Which is in
About
between,
an hour from
which
here.
Is in between yeah. Columbus yeah. and Cleveland. It took us 2 hours just to get to Mansfield.
Damn,
I'm like, yo, we just gonna stop, get this room, and just kick it for the night. By the time we got left next morning, the roads were in much better shape,
yeah.
So we were able to get home within the hour time, which is, you know what I'm saying, the right time. So kids is there Christmas Day. They said, can we go outside? Sure, get you, you know what I'm saying, put some warm clothes on, go ahead and go outside.
Mm-hmm.
When it went out back, it was out back for 3 minutes. Well, that's came back in the house and never went back outside again.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's because that wasn't your normal snow. Like, oh, you can go play in the snow temperatures.
Yeah, wind was blowing.
No. On Christmas, it was like in the teens. It wasn't cold. It wasn't no 20-something, 30-something. It was like 15 on Christmas in snow. So you can go out there and play for a second. That's what for
I
sure.
Told them. I was like, yeah, go right ahead. Go on.
I didn't go nowhere. I did some Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve. And then right before the snow, I think it was like, well, it might have been like 1 o'clock. Because I shopped all morning, like around, like starting at 10. Shopped all morning. Then at 1, I got some pizza, came home to wrap some gifts, and I was cool. Like, I plan on staying in until, like, Monday. So I didn't plan on going nowhere. So when the snow came down, shit, I was golden.
Man, I'm looking at my phone. I wish I had a better way to show it to, like, the camera or something. But on Christmas Eve, we went to go, my sister and them wanted to go see my grandma who was in a senior facility or whatever, mm-hmm. and go like either like sing Christmas carols to her and see her and all that, whatever. And she ended up passing on Christmas, RIP. But
who?
My grandma.
Your grandma passed mm-hmm. on Christmas?
Yeah, man, Christmas. Sad, man. Also Damn. Good, man. I mean, it's not all good for some people in my family, but with me, I kind of posted and said like I was a lot more at peace. She was 88 years old. She was living in that center with COVID. She hasn't been able to do next to anything, you know what I mean? People can't go in. We always have to like go see her at the window, and it's been weird the entire time. And she's a super people person, so that was even more like.
Did you see her that day?
We saw her Christmas Eve, so that's what I was saying. So we went. Man, so we did go up there. Crazy. We did go up there Christmas Eve. She was already bad off then, though. When we went there on Thanksgiving, it was crazy. She was perfect.
Yeah.
She was chilling, talking to us, like cool. But on Christmas Eve, we went and did that, and when we left, we went back to my sister's house for a second. And when I was over there, I park in her driveway, and the snow had already started coming down, like when we were at my grandma's facility or whatever. Snow had already started coming down. We go over there, pull in my sister's driveway, go inside, kick it there for a second. And I'm like, oh, shit, something's in the car. I want to show you all this now, blah, blah, blah. I go outside. This is her driveway. I was parked all the way against the garage when I went in.
Oh, your shit slid down the
When
garage.
I came out, oh, no. The truck was... Basically, the from the back wheel back was in the street.
Damn.
Because it slid all the way down the
driveway. That's scary.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So, well, and then look, there's a car right back there.
Yeah.
So, if it would have kept rolling, if it had kept going, it would have slid right into the tail end of that or whatever.
Explain that shit to the insurance company.
Right, right.
I slid into a car. You was driving? No, I wasn't driving. The car just slid on its own. On its own. On its own. Yeah. I couldn't be your guy on the phone, your agent on the phone.
There was very few people that were going to bring that.
State Farm. That's some bullshit. That's a bullshit story, Aaron. I'm not gonna take this claim.
No doubt. But it was. I think it was because it had rained. I don't know if y'all remember that, but on Christmas Eve day, it rained here first, and it was fairly warm. And then
I wasn't here.
Okay, it was earlier in the day. It was not warm, but it just wasn't freezing like it was.
Yeah.
So it had rained on and off in the morning or whatever.
Also, that was ice.
So there was ice all over the driveways and shit first, and then the little bit of snow covered up, and you couldn't really see how much ice and stuff there was. But it's just crazy that we put the car in park, get out, do whatever. Like, car doesn't
That's
move.
Scary.
Go
That's
inside crazy. A while and chill. Come back out. Oh, my car's in the street.
You know, the thing I hate the most about winter is ice. And so, like, I'm taking vacation for the wintertime. I'm taking vacation for the wintertime, and I'm only doing, like, real estate. But, man, I keep getting blown up with carpet cleaning requests. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, that's a blessing because people are still calling me. But, man, it's annoying to have to say no. And then I got to explain the situation on, like, why, because I don't want to make it sound like I'm lazy. And they're like, well, you know, we have days that may be good. But, yeah, like, if I keep doing it on the days that are good and keep rearranging my schedule, like, it's such a hassle.
Yeah, you got to winterproof your van, don't you?
Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't take that long, but I have to do it every single time I do it. So to run the chemical through the whole thing and the whole process of getting it started, I waste I never know how much water I'm going to use, so I have to fill it up. It's like 100 gallons. I could probably put like 50 gallons in there because I don't know how much I'm going to use, how big the house is or whatever, because I don't see these places before I go. So then when I get back, I got to dump all that water. So it's just like
the lines out and all that.
Yeah, it's a whole big waste. And like trying to explain that to every single customer that calls is annoying and a blessing at the same time. I want to reiterate, like I really am grateful that
First
I still get business. Yeah, but it's just like, having to explain, like, look, if it's too cold, the water that's going back, that's being sucked up, like, that's a vacuum, and it's really cold air that's already pulling it. The colder the air is outside, the more likely a chance it builds up ice on the inside and blah, 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 blah.
Ruins your equipment for a random job.
And it won't even, like, really ruin it too much. It clogs the vacuum. And that's me sucking out the dirt and the water. So then I'm just, like, pumping water into the carpet, not removing anything. And then if it freezes, I have no way to get the water out of the carpet. So then, like, that could delay the job. It's just such a big hassle. So I was like, I'm taking the winter off. And so then I'm having to explain that to all these customers that are calling me. And I'm like, yeah, okay, well, today was 50. But, like, tomorrow is 20 degrees. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, they want you to run out there when it's 50.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
And it's, like, it's so difficult to try to, like, explain it to people. Like, oh, I don't know what the fuck the weather's going to be like. I don't know. Columbus is, who knows?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was literally 50 the day before and then 20 degrees the next day. Like, that's a big difference when it comes to trying to work. And then, like, tomorrow, somebody requested for tomorrow. Today was mild. Tomorrow it's supposed to rain and it's going to be cold. Like, I don't want to clean in the cold and the rain. Like, I don't know. It's just annoying.
Yeah, and you, like you said, you had the luxury to do that. It's your shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I should have the luxury to do that.
But, yeah, actual Christmas was super dope for me, for real. Like we were talking about a little bit before the podcast, me and Tony bought stuff for each other this year, mm-hmm. my wife. And we don't always do that. It's been rare. Like she said, maybe 4 or 5 years out of 17 we've been together.
My wife always wants gifts. And her birthday is the 20th. So, like, she always feels
mine's
like
she the 23rd. Gets mine's the 23rd.
Yeah.
That's why
she
wants
like you got
it.
Gypped?
Oh, I got gypped as a kid a lot. Yeah. Like, people would just send a present, like, here's for your birthday and Christmas.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my brother always got something for his birthday and for Christmas. You know what I mean? Shit like that. But, I mean, at the same time, I mean, as I got older and shit, too, I went through a couple years where nobody was getting me nothing. Yeah. You're a grown-ass man. You know what I'm saying? You don't get
But that's
shit.
How I feel now. I don't want anything really as an adult. Like, I don't need gift cards. I don't need money in a card. I don't need anything. Like, my extended family came over for Christmas, and, like, you know, we got their kids something, and like, obviously I didn't get my brother and sister-in-law anything, and, you know, they didn't give us anything. I didn't expect anything, and, like, I feel like that's how it should be. Like, we care about the kids and we want the kids to have fun and have good stuff, but, like, spending time with people is more important to me than getting any gifts. So, like, that's where I stand.
Yeah, it's weird with all that, because you run in a situation where some people get that and understand that, and some people don't. But then also, we've done that a lot of years, and then some of the years and some of the times that we've done it, I'm like, damn, I wish I'd have got people something.
You know what? I have felt like that, too. Have you ever felt like that?
Like, it made them feel
like
good.
Like, I wish I should have got somebody
or like
something.
You feel like gifts become important after the fact. Like, you, I guess that's the same thing. You wish you would have got that person, got somebody something.
I tried very hard not to be influenced by society, because that's all that's all that pressure comes from.
Yeah. I guess you're right with the impression of it coming from society, but when even though, like, you don't want to be fall under the pressures, that person that you're, you know, not the relationship,
they feel totally different about
it. The friendship or whatever, the relationship that you're in a relationship with may have that kind of opinion, and, you know, how do you navigate that?
Well, they feel the way they feel because of society.
But do you?
So it all goes back to what I try to avoid: the pressures of society.
So even though they're already under the pressures of society, you'll not conform just because you don't want to be under the pressures of society.
Yes,
got it.
I'm a natural contrarian.
That's for sure. I see that big time. But no,
I didn't get my daughter anything for Christmas. Feels phenomenal. I feel great about it.
we got our kids stuff for Christmas, but I'm not big on I tell you again, like, I'm big on time, like spending time. So, like, this year we were going to go on a trip.
Yeah, experiences and trips is definitely a dope thing to do when they get a little bit older.
My kids are 13 and 15, and so, like, that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, like, what the fuck, you gonna buy them a bunch of toys?
Yeah, like, and we got like shoes and clothes,
Cinemax and shit.
Yeah, like, we got like gift cards for Xbox and stuff, and, like, you know, I mean, we did get stuff, but
yeah, just someone to Pornhub.
I don't even want to think about that, man.
I mean, he said Cinemax, so it just kind of
gave him unlimited data on his plan.
And they already have unlimited data. I don't even want to think about this no more. But we were gonna go. I wanted to go to New York because I wanted to see what it was like during Christmas time, like when they do all the decorations and stuff. Yeah. And I've never been.
New York is closed.
I'm about to say,
I know, but
outside is closed. Remember?
I know.
COVID.
But that's what I'm saying is the problem. But that's what I'm saying, like, is the problem. Like, that's I'm saying, like, all the things that we wanted to do for this year, But then, like, you know, kind of COVID happened. So then we're like, okay, well, let's go to Universal because they're still, they're open and lines aren't going to be as long. But my wife, her,
them lines are long as hell.
Nah. I talked to a couple people that went. Yeah, he's right. I talked to a couple people went to like Universal and the Disney parks and stuff like that.
Super dope to go right now.
And they said, yeah, it's like shit that you normally wait 2-3 hours in line. You're half an hour most.
The one in Orlando?
Yeah.
I think all of players are gone now.
I think all of them, honestly. From what I've been hearing, the people traveling. Yeah. It's just not as many people flying and stuff, man. And so much of that is tourists. So much of that is people flying to get there.
And we would.
Oh, yeah, I guess there ain't many people from Orlando going to.
Nah, they've been there a thousand times. Yeah. And they're definitely, if they've been there 1,000 times, they're not trying to go during COVID. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're like, I've been there 1,000 times. I'm going to go risk my life to go again for the 67th time.
Yeah, so we don't. So we want to go to Universal, but my wife's back. She is having back issues, so that wouldn't have been fun for her. So I was like, well, fuck it. Let's just stay here. So I spent a couple $1,000 on stuff, but I didn't mean to. Okay. It just kind of like added up. And then it just, does. That's where he was.
It does quickly.
Yeah.
Well, and
I spent more money myself than I did for Christmas.
Didn't we just learn that, like, you're a selfish
motherfucker? That was an accident too, though. I got a new phone. I didn't really want to get, but
didn't really want to get a new phone
because she was trying to get it for me.
Oh,
and I was like, hey, I don't really want a new phone. I want a new phone, but I didn't.
You were like, if I get it for myself, then she won't get it for me.
Well, no, it was because I didn't want to get it the way that she was trying to get it.
I got you.
So I wanted to go do it in person so I could actually get more information on these plans and stuff because I had to switch my plan.
Oh, okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? And doing all that online, you don't get certain information because you're not talking to nobody.
Yeah.
And then on top of all that, doing it in person, I saved a few bucks on my monthly bill. Mm. So it worked out and...
Get that.
She, you know what I'm saying, she was upset at me.
I was gonna bet.
Wants to get, when you want a person wants to get a gift for you and they want, like,
you
won't,
fuck it up.
Yeah, like they won't, you won't let them.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say.
Are you not good at getting, not good at receiving gifts?
I don't want anything.
But that's, are you not good at receiving gifts?
I will translate. From
no,
that's
I
a yes,
know how
Brandon.
To say thank you and be appreciative.
But I mean, like, I can too. But you can see it in my face that I really did, I really didn't want you to get me anything. Because, like, my wife, she got me, like, some shoes and stuff. And, like, I liked the shoes. But there would have been another pair that I would have preferred. Even though I liked the shoes that she got me. But in my mind, I'm like, this isn't what I would have gotten myself. Even though, like, I said I wanted this. Like, you could have got me a pair of sunglasses that I wanted.
I got something that I didn't ask for one time. It was a pair of LeBrons. And...
We all know how he feels about LeBron.
We all know that I'm a Kobe fan. Yeah. And he makes tennis
shoes. How dare you give me LeBron?
Which are around the same price as a LeBron's, yet I get LeBron.
It don't even matter what the price is. It's still like...
No, it's the fact that they're not Kobe's. Like.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was appreciative. I mean, I just recently stopped hooping in them. Like,
yeah, I was about to say,
years
I remember
ago.
You having them.
Yeah, I've worn them motherfuckers for years. I didn't want them. I didn't ask for them.
He makes a good quality shoe.
They were good shoes.
So there was a study, actually.
They were light, comfortable. It wasn't them big-ass bulky ones.
Yeah, he has some bulky ones.
Yeah. It wasn't none of them.
There's a Sneakerhead podcast where they did a comparison a bit against all these shoes. Like, I don't know, it was like 30 pairs of shoes, of the top shoes and like down to the lower shoes. I think they took top of the 5 most expensive brands, and obviously LeBron's are in there and Jordan's in there and couple other ones. I can't remember what they were. Maybe it's like 10 of them of the top 10. And then they did some lower ones, and they had some professional players play in them, and some street ballers, actually. They weren't. I mean, they're kind of considered professional.
Professional on the level, yeah.
And had them, like, rate them and stuff. Consistently, the LeBrons did better than every single shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, just, like, it's funny. Like, it's like, you know, like, you think that they're good because they're, like, they're dope or, like, their name brand or whatever. Like, even though they're Nike and it's like a different brand, but it was still
all basketball shoes ain't basketball shoes.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And you learned that by
that's
playing.
The craziest
exactly.
thing
that
about
was,
a lot of
that
motherfuckers that playing Jordans.
Yeah, I can.
That's one of
I
the craziest things about a lot of people playing in like retro Jordans.
So uncomfortable.
Like certain pairs that you've seen a lot of people play ball in. Like that is not a shoe to play ball in.
So I love
wreck your feet.
Yeah, I loved Jordans, and so all these ones that people are wearing now, like I wore them when they came out, and like I wasn't a big baller, but like I could play, I could shoot or whatever. Like I wasn't gonna outrun somebody or whatever. Like I wasn't gonna if I was getting defended, it was gonna get blocked. Somebody was gonna take the ball from me. Okay,
there was gonna be no Bridgewater highlight tape.
Yeah, there wasn't. But if I was opening and I could shoot, it was going in. Goddamn it! I hate Gasol, but I was Gasol. Like, but So I wear Jordans, and but you can't hoop in those. Like I could never run in them. Like maybe because I didn't want to mess them up. Maybe I just think that
falls in there too.
You know, the
as
thing,
I'm talking this out, I think that might be the case.
The thing that always blew my mind was watching Rasheed Wallace hoop.
Oh, in the Air Force Ones.
In the fucking ones, yeah. Like them is the
what?
Them is the most uncomfortable ass tennis
Air
shoes.
Force Ones.
Yo,
the sole is just flat. There's
and
nothing
heavy as shit. He probably had flat feet. That is probably what it is, for real. The crazy part is when you start thinking about the people back in the day were playing in Chucks and all different types of Converse. And what was the other one? Either
I can't really fault them because they didn't have a choice.
I know, but I'm just saying.
It was that or Jesus sandals.
Well, that was like the basketball shoe before they didn't have the technology
to know. That's the
craziest
thing is like that was a basketball shoe.
It was a comfortable shoe, though. Have you ever worn any?
Yeah, I mean, but comfortable in is very relative.
They're a solid ass shoe.
But listen to what I'm saying.
For basketball?
Basketball, you're doing so much moving. They're solid stationary.
Yeah, but like you're thinking probably now where you know like you can have an ankle injury.
1,000%. But no, it's not even totally about injuries as much as something so flat as opposed to something that's could be a little bit more mobile.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying? Yeah. Again, there wasn't any technology to know like you needed a better shoe.
But they knew not
that,
everybody was fucking flat footed, but they didn't care, apparently.
I don't think it was about being flat footed. I think that was a style
But I'm saying you see now how many like
there was no other shoe.
But to
though.
Put arch in a
I
sole.
I know that's the thing. Like they had no other options.
Right, but listen to what I'm saying. But the fact that there are arches in shoes now. That's not some amazing technology. That's literally putting a little hump on the
inner
part of
the shoe. That's kind of amazing,
but that is technology.
Considering what it came from.
But that is shoe technology.
That's kind of amazing.
But I'm saying it's not like
that's
kind of
groundbreaking, actually.
But it's not something they could have not done at that time.
But if they could have done that, they would have done that.
Maybe.
Yeah. And like an arch hurts my foot.
Yeah, and it will. Yeah, everybody's feet are so different.
So I mean, like maybe it wasn't popular enough to then at that point have in the shoe. But I don't think what basketball shoes.
All those flat footed niggas running around.
I don't think my basketball shoes have.
You know, I just read a crazy ass story earlier today. I don't know how it really is. I haven't looked it up, but I saw it on this little basketball page on Facebook. They said that just 2 weeks before Kobe had passed away, he was in a meeting about starting his own shoe company because he was kind of thinking about parting ways with Nike, was unhappy with what was going on there or whatever, and he was going to start his own shoe company where athletes. Own their own shoes. And I don't know how true that is, but just thinking about if that actually was true and he was going to start his own company, that shit would have changed the whole fucking game.
Man.
But somebody was of a high profile name like he is.
Yeah.
That shit would have been nuts.
You think, I mean, since we get to hypothetically talk about this situation, if he did that with LeBron, man, that would change the game. But LeBron got
like
a billion.
Them,
he got a
like
billion
them,
dollar deal.
Like them
so
too.
Like,
yeah, because they're the biggest in the game.
Yeah, but LeBron has a billion dollar deal, but he's not seeing all of that.
I know. I'm saying
now he gets his own shoe with Kobe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You
that'd
take
be crazy.
You take
especially somebody as popular as LeBron.
The two greatest of their generations.
Yeah,
yeah.
That'd be nuts.
And if he asked everybody at Nike that was involved with making them to hey come with me. A lot of them's going with him.
That'd be
nuts.
Yeah.
A lot of them's
what
going
do you think
with
would
him.
Be a dope ass new shoe name? Like, you think the company would have been like Kobe? Because Adidas is Adidas, which
it was
is
supposed
the guy
to be,
who's the guy who created.
From what
the shoe.
I read, it was supposed to be called the Mamba Company, but everything was like just up in the air. Like I don't think anything was solid and set in stone.
Well, and the thing is, man, with brands, you know what it is. It's not about like the name. Sometimes can help give it a boost. But think about like Nike and shit. Like, who knew what that was when that shit came out, or thought that was cool or whatever? It's like I heard somebody say it today.
They were
like,
track shoes.
Yeah, well, listen, I heard somebody say
when it came out.
I was thinking about this today because I heard somebody say it in a video. They kept calling them Nikes. They kept saying Nike, and I'm like, which that might be the pronounce.
You know what I think happened? I think niggas got a hold of it and that E came in at the end. It probably was Nikes at the beginning.
Well, because it's from Phil Knight. Isn't he the owner of Nike or whatever? And it stems from Phil Knight and something to do with him. But I don't know if it was like kind of like a slight move on that. You know what I mean? Where Nike, you know what I mean? Like just a little bit off or whatever. Or if it really is Nike. But I was even thinking like, have you guys ever even heard in the commercial? Have you ever heard them actually pronounce it to know that What's the right way to say it?
They just, all they say is just do it. All they say is do it.
That's what I'm saying. And then they also might have realized it's in their best interest to let people call whatever the fuck they
want
to call.
Let it go. Y'all cover the fuck y'all want.
I was just saying the same thing with Adidas.
Keep buying these Air Marauders.
The Adidas is Adidas. That's his name. Like the guy who created the shoe, that's his name. So like it's, you know, we don't know.
And I've heard of both. Yeah. Adidas and Adidas.
Yeah. Oh, because Americans say Adidas. Mm-hmm. But
I've heard Americans say Adidas.
Oh, I haven't really heard Americans say
Adidas. I've heard both.
Interesting. I think I say words funny, like just because.
I just read something that Baron Davis and Master P are talking about buying Reebok.
Yeah, I just saw that.
I don't know if that's true, but that's fire.
Yeah, no, I thought that was a good-ass idea, too. The only thing that's going to be tough about that I mentioned to Tony when I read it is that they have the CrossFit deal. They're always doing everything that's with CrossFit.
Who, Reebok?
Yeah. And I'm like, whoever is involved with that or has that deal for them, they need to keep them around and have, because to me, that's where Reebok.
That's where they get their bread.
That's where they've made most of their money.
It ain't in basketball or football.
That's where they've made most of their money over the past few years, is they are like the sponsor for everything CrossFit. And you'll see it on, I don't know if you guys have seen, the CrossFit games are on ESPN and shit now, mm-hmm. where they'll have the big competitions and shit like that. If you're a CrossFit person, CrossFit is fucking huge. And they'll wear the Reebok CrossFit gear, buy the lifting Reebok shoes.
I think they still make Iversons too.
Yeah. The Iversons came back in a big way.
Any new ones mm-hmm. or anything. Mm-hmm. They probably should do. They probably should start making some new Iversons for real.
Well, they just been retro them and changing them a lot and shit. Yeah. What's the name was just in the Lakers game on Christmas? One of them was somebody, I want to say it was somebody on the Lakers was playing in a pair. Somebody
I know. I saw it too. I can't remember.
And they had
who it was.
George Floyd's face on the side of them.
Yeah. I can't mm-hmm. remember who that was.
Yeah. And so the Reebok's been coming back around a little bit for sure. And I bought a pair of retro Glenn Robinson's a few years ago that was Reebok's when they started coming back around. I had to show you. I got them upstairs.
Yeah, I don't even remember
that. I haven't wore a different pair of shoes from Nike since before I was able to buy my own shoes. I think the last purple pair, I think I might have had some Fila's. But I think every single pair of shoes I have is Nike.
You get down with them,
Yeah. But I don't know why it's just seeming. I don't know if it's if it is a brand thing
it's
it's just my style.
It's the brand.
Because I've looked at other shoes.
It became your style because of the brand. Because of how big that name is, that swoosh. Because of how big that is, it became your style.
I feel like when I look at their shoes, I like them. And I really have done this. I've tried to imagine, if that said another symbol, would I like that?
The answer would be no.
Yeah.
I've had the same conversation with myself.
I've tried to find
with
the same.
With me, I'm down with the other, if it's another symbol.
I've tried to find shoes that look Air Forces.
I need it to be Nike. Really? Well, I could wear other shoes. I've had Adidas's and stuff, mm-hmm. but it's all my kicks is Nike for the most part.
I tried to get some ones that look like some Forces and some ones that had the shock absorbers on the back and when I have gotten lower quality shoes, so I won't say I've gotten other brand. Any other brand that I've got has been a knockoff shoe or a no name, a Walmart shoe or something like that. And it was just something I needed to get real quick. And that was all for work, something that I could just throw away because mm-hmm. I don't want to wear some nice shoes and going to clean some goddamn carpet. Mm-hmm. So I would get some of those and I would try to find some that looked close to maybe something I would wear and they just don't do it for me. They fall apart or there's something. I'm these are worth $30. That's it. Mm. But it makes me think about, we talking about all these celebrities that have these shoes. And Shaq had his shoe. His shoe was in Walmart. He sold 125 million pairs of his shoes. It's the most successful shoe in Walmart. Mm-hmm. But they
trash.
Look garbage.
Every pair of them is trash. Every last one.
Everyone. So I'm is it really worth it?
He was with Reebok too, wasn't he?
For a very short time. Yeah.
Back in Orlando days.
Yeah, I think that's when that the little Shaq logo actually started was with Reebok, and then he somehow must have either bought it from them or something to then carry it on to his.
Sean Kemp was with Reebok too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a pair of the Sean Kemps.
The Rainmans.
No, I think they were called Aftershocks.
Well, he had some Rainmans, the ones that look like mountains on them. Mm-hmm. The motherfuckers was hard. Mm-hmm. I like those.
But what do y'all, so in that same vein of talking about Kobe was thinking about starting his own shoe brand, why do you think that the Triple B brand wasn't as good because the shoes were so expensive?
They fucked themselves with the quality.
Quality?
Yeah. Because
I've heard too many stories.
About the quality
I've heard about the quality, the availability, the price. Yeah. And then on top of that, there was nobody big that was pushing them. You know what I'm saying? Lonzo wore them when he hooped. And some of the shoes were actually nice.
Yeah.
But outside of that, like, there was just nobody really fucking with them.
I think that the hard thing about availability when you're dealing with the product is
I think it's you don't know how much they got their shoes,
but you don't know how many you're going to produce. And then it's like if you produce too many, it's like, oh, shit, now we got to move all this inventory. Now we got lower prices. So I think that their mentality might have been like, let's make there be a demand. Because I feel like Yeezy did that, too. Didn't Yeezy do that?
Do what exactly?
He limited supply. All his shoes are ugly.
Yeah, they've been nah. He's had some fire shoes, man.
Especially I have not seen one.
I ain't seen
have you
one.
Seen like the
show me
the Find original it. Ones like the oh, my bad, the original Nike ones that
you
that
probably like the ones that he wore on Rogan.
Nah, the weird slipper things. But,
the little moon slippers.
Like, don't get me wrong, because it's him, I don't question that anything will be considered sweet a year from now or whatever. But no, I don't really fuck with those.
I would never put them on my feet.
I'm talking about the I'm talking about when he was still with Nike. Either.
You look like a Croc dude.
Nah, bro.
I know you have a pair of Crocs at the
never.
Crib.
These are the ones when he was with Nike that were actually pretty fire. And especially when you see
Probably because of Nike fucking.
Yeah, probably.
Especially when you
design.
See him in person because there's like a shit ton of detail to
them. Yeah, because it's Nike.
Them look like Kyrie's.
The bottom of them glow in the dark. They have like the gold locks and laces.
That's classic.
Dope
Nike.
Little strap. They have a lot of like random textured parts
of them.
Yeah,
he should just stay with Nike.
Super comfort. I think this is like almost like ostrich type.
But see, like,
shit there.
I think that's the detail that Nike does.
That's why
that
Nike is the
a
best.
A lot of other brands don't do. Like, there's so much detail within the shoe and the technology of the shoe that Nike does. That
and
I just
red
really appreciate. Oh yeah, those are hard.
This
yeah,
isn't a great dope. Picture, but they were called the Red Octobers. They're super
now, if
fire.
I didn't see the Nike swoosh, I would still think those were dope. I've seen like those like
there's
China
picture.
Shoes made from China. Like they'll have like they look sweet, but they're I don't know what fucking brand that they are, but they'll have some like random name. Come across like Facebook ad or something. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, those are dope. I wouldn't wear them.
Like the details on them are so insane,
yeah,
man. Like
that's the
see
shit
the
that
back
Nike
of
does.
Them. With the like ribbed shit
them
on the back.
Fire.
Nike
no, listen,
loves to do Easter eggs and stuff.
And then
their,
even
their
like
shoes.
He was into the all the Illuminati shit. He had like the symbols on the tongue and all that. Like he,
that's why I just
there
said
was it. Crazy, yep. crazy detail.
Yeah, he should stay with
Nike. Nike loves an Easter egg. You find something in their shoe, like oh yeah, that's dope,
man.
Like, it means something.
When you were talking about the LeBrons, like
have
LeBron,
you seen the
LeBron
the,
puts crazy detail in the shoe?
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Like some of the ones that I've had, like you'll find new shit all the time. Like on the bottom, on the side, inside the shoe, that'll say shit about like his mom or. Something from his childhood or this or that or something about Cleveland, Akron, this, that. Yeah. Like, it's
my
crazy.
My son only wears LeBrons and my daughter only wears Jordans. And I did not grow them up to liking a
they
brand.
They just like them.
It just so happened that my son just happened to like LeBrons.
What were you about to say? Did we see what?
I forget what I was about to say.
Okay, never mind. Then I never.
And my daughter likes Jordans. And I'm going to show
you. I have it. It's here. Hold
she
on.
She wants to get a daddy-daughter pair of these shoes, these Jordans. And I was thinking about it. I was like,
oh, yeah.
I'm not spending this much money on these damn
shoes. Have you seen the Grinch Kobe's? They're like a lime green, but they call them like the Grinch
Sixes. I feel like I have. I have to show you the pair that I have. I got a super dope pair.
Them motherfuckers is nasty.
She wants a his and her.
Ew.
She wants me.
It was like Team Jordan.
She loves those.
Them is boo-boo.
Oh, those are six rings, man.
And
them
she
is
likes
boo-boo.
He came out those as like it was like a
boo
thing
boo.
Celebrating the six championships.
I think these are. Yeah. I think both of these are hard though.
Yeah, them is boo boo.
Nah, them is hard to me.
Nah,
I fuck with the second ones because the second ones are the colors of the one pair of cross straps. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bunny.
But they're the six rings.
Yeah, I think both of these are sweet. But these are what I would have wore in school.
People
not
listening
like as
like,
adult.
Go fuck yourselves. I can't see anything.
Yeah, y'all gotta
don't
watch.
Worry,
you gotta
try.
Google this.
Y'all gotta watch.
You
gotta
Google
it.
Look it up.
You can watch it on YouTube.
Them Kobe Grinches is fire, but the motherfuckers
are
like
$400. These would not be your taste. You never even liked. You didn't like this style Jordans when we were in eighth grade.
Yeah, them is boo-boo.
You liked
man.
The Jumpmans. You always had the Jumpmans.
They were cheaper. That's why.
Oh, but
that shit was by design. Because I really wanted them.
I didn't feel like the price was that far off.
Nah, the Jumpmans were cheaper.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah. Nah, the Jumpmans were always cheaper. And a couple of them were dope.
Yeah.
A couple, like maybe two.
And then you did wear a lot of Kobe's. But I liked Jordans. And they always felt good on my feet. I like Jordans because they looked good on a bigger foot, too. It's like some shoes wouldn't look good on a big foot.
Yeah, like I can't wear Chucks.
Oh, yeah, no. Like my foot, being in a, when you're in a 13, almost 14, and sometimes your shoe had to be a 14 for it to fit on your foot. And I have fat feet too.
You definitely can't wear Chucks.
Oh yeah,
I got any fat shoe, flat especially feet. Any shoe that was like short and long. Then you put it on a long foot. It's like, ugh, that shit's gross.
Yeah, Forces were a stretch for me. Forces could they looked okay enough. And you know, but I like those because I had wide feet and flat feet, and they were perfect on my feet. So I was content.
Those are the ones that I have. They're
Autumn Kobe Crazy Eights.
Yeah. So there's a.
That is dope.
It's the based off for some reason they did a version of them that were the Portland Timbers, which is a soccer team, a professional soccer team out there.
Uh-huh.
But I liked them because when I seen them, they made me think of like the Ninja Turtles, lot of shit. And then it has almost like the little like wood type pattern on there because of the Timbers. I was like, this is some dope little. And I caught them for a steal. I got them for like $60, like unworn and everything.
Do you ever buy stuff from Poshmark?
Mm-hmm.
I saw those Kobe Grinches on there for like $155. Yeah, I just kept scrolling. Yeah. Like, nah, I don't trust that shit.
Poshmark? Nah. Poshmark and McCurry and all that shit is legit. Mm-hmm. It's you're just buying from people. You're buying from somebody who has them, that whatever. But
I might go back and grab them bitches. Yeah.
You ever got a pair of shoes for Christmas?
I think that might be where I got them.
That you didn't like?
You said somebody give them to you?
No, a pair for Christmas that you didn't like.
That's what I'm saying. Like somebody gave them to you for Christmas?
Or like
you bought
your parents.
Them?
Like I'm thinking about like back in like a child.
I fucked with a lot of them when I was a kid because.
No?
Not to my knowledge, no.
I think a lot of times I was just geeked to have a new pair of shoes too. So I was just like, we'll see. I'll try them out. And then I ended up fucking with them.
I remember being a kid and my grandmother would give me shoes. And they were the most sensible, reasonable fucking shoes. And I'm just like, I hate these. Like, I used to be so upset.
I think my dad used to always like ask the clerks or something because he would come through with some fire. And I'm like, how did he even know?
Man, I never had that. I didn't get dope ass shoes until my sister got. So she started working at whatever Northern Lights. I can't remember what the store was called. And then she used to buy all my shoes. And then I had a gang of shoes. Like she would hook me up. But before that, I was in Catholic school and then elementary school. So this was in middle school where I finally started getting actual. Sixth grade, I think I started getting actual quote unquote gear. And then I would have two pairs of shoes that would try to last me the whole year because my foot would grow halfway through, so I'd get another pair. Then I would try to be squeezing my foot in the already worn shoe. And then when my sister got me shoes, man, I was getting a new pair of shoes every other week. And I always had the latest shit. So I always really appreciated the good shoe game. And then as I got older and I had a lot of my stuff had got stolen. Then I became less materialistic and I stopped caring about shoes because I think I had a couple $1,000 in shoes that was stolen from my car and because I was moving. And so then once I realized what it felt like to lose your shit, then I was like, yeah, I need to stop caring so much about
I need some cheap shit so that
stuff.
Way if it's gone, it's gone.
If it's gone, it's gone. Mm-hmm. But you know what's funny is that day, I was so embarrassed that all my stuff was gone that I went to the store and I bought the most expensive pair of shoes. they were fire too. And they were at the time, they were so unpractical. They were straight leather and this tightest leather possible of this boingy bouncing bottom shoe. They were awful. But I rocked the shit out of them bitches. And then I bought some Jordans and I bought some Tims after that. And then I felt okay.
The evolution you hit, at least I for a decent amount of people, sounds like you went through. I don't know if you went through it, B or whatever. Oh, yeah. But the weird thing is being in school and all that and caring about brands and things like that so much.
Yeah.
And then being out and spending your own money and then also seeing, you said, either having stuff happen or whatever. And then you start to not give a damn about brands at all for the most part.
I care.
But then you do a little bit. If you're going to go somewhere nice or you're going to put on something dope, you're going to want at least especially coming from where we come from, it's just not how it goes. You're not about to put on a decent outfit.
Yeah. Well, when I started
just have some bullshit ass shoes that are trash. But you might find something when you get to a certain age, I feel like I've seen both of you guys in it and a lot of people I know in some shoes that ain't really no crazy brand, but they look sweet. You know what I mean? And you'll wear some shit like that, especially if they're some casual shit, not some Hooper shit or some
all
Nike
my shoes
looking
are
shit or something like that.
Nike, but they're basic. They got to be mostly black. I have a pair of shoes that have my company colors in them, and that was just by chance. And then, all my shoes are probably a basic black, but a good style. And I remember when I was making my own money and I was buying shoes, and my Timberlands were $150, $200, and getting them
I hate that Tim's are that fucking
Tim's
expensive.
Tim's expensive, like,
yeah. Well, that's ain't even our, comfortable. Our size.
That's that the weird thing. Is some people that was love first those shoes. Fucking boots, man. And yeah. I mean, ain't even I only like the look of them. I never could stand how they felt.
But when I was buying them, they had all the different designs and stuff. They weren't the basic wheat and black.
I need them basic wheat joints.
Hey, but at the same time, we don't wear them how they're supposed to be worn either. They're supposed to be tight and laced up and all that shit.
Mine were for style. Yeah. Like, I had 11 tied, different
hanging over.
It has to.
I had 11 different of the mids. I didn't like the two. I didn't like the
highs. You can't trust a man that ties his Tim's.
Yeah. Remember me clomping through the hallways? You probably don't remember that, but I used to have them real loose, and I would clomp through the hallways. And
disrespectful.
Oh, like people hated me because like, who do you think you are making all this fucking noise? Like, I'm Big B. Like, what do you fucking do you think I think I am? Like, that's who I am.
The only way your Tim's could even be like remotely tied is like if you just laced them real weird to where it was still tied, real loose. Still
I had to put a little knot on the side of mine so that way
on the side or just run them through the laces on the side.
They were loose, but they weren't going to come out.
But right, the thing still had to pull them bitches off.
The thing this was making me think about, it's kind of a dope conversation. It's like, but now with like brands and caring about brands now, I feel like it's so like a lot of people's eyes are getting open now. And I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but like. So now, are you guys familiar with like AliExpress and Alibaba and a couple other random places? So now what people are starting to see is like all these different brands, whether it be Nike, whether it be any random clothing brand that you deal with or stuff, most of the time, unless they're like the top of the top, they usually are involved with somebody who manufactures their clothes for them or their shoes for them. And then they have them put the logos on for, or it comes to them, they put the logos on, then they put them out, whatever. Now that we're having like these direct to China type apps and sites and stuff like that or whatever, it's becoming more and more available that you can get the exact same stuff either without the logos on them or get the logos on them and they're kind of like a knockoff version or whatever.
That's something I was just saying with Brent a minute ago. Like, would I still like this if it didn't have that logo?
But it's weird because now a lot of people are starting to see like, well, hold on. Why am I paying something? Because the biggest difference now, the people kind of always kind of known that or kind of like, you've heard people have the conversation like, they make those Nikes for 25 cents blah, 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 whatever, this and that. But the difference now is you're actually able to buy them for this crazy discounted price yourself as opposed to having to go to China or having to, come across something crazy. Well, now it's making a lot of people really like, damn, like, why am I so loyal to this brand that I will pay $100 for this sweatshirt that I can get that exact same sweatshirt without the Nike logo on it for $15?
You're paying for the logo.
Honestly, I have.
There's some like stuff you're paying for the quality. Some.
Yeah, I was just about to say, there's a lot of stuff I've been paying for the quality because I've gotten shoes that I thought were cheaper.
You're paying
I've gotten cheaper shoes for my son. And they do not hold up the same way that the expensive
do you know that
do.
Nike
and
makes...
And my son don't give a fuck about price. He plays and does the same shit in his shoes no matter what the fuck the shoes are. And that used to piss me off. But when I got him cheaper shoes...
That's why we don't buy Vanessa expensive shoes.
No, bro. I'm telling you.
Out of
when I fuck him up anyway.
His expensive shoes lasted way longer.
Then on top of that, she going to grow out of them within 5-6 months.
Nay wrecks her shoes on the first day every time.
I don't really get the idea. I don't know what like expensive... is like I don't care about paying $200.
Well, at least I don't buy her.
Well, what I was gonna say to you too that you might not know though is that Nike, see, and I don't know if they've always done this or this is just something that I notice now more with my wife being in the business and dealing so much in their shoes or whatever, but they have a decent amount of shitty product they're putting out. Like a decent amount of shitty product.
I think their lower brand, I think their lower quality shoes are lower prices.
Yeah.
I honestly
don't
believe
that's
that.
Legit. That's legit. But at the same time, I feel like I don't know for sure if it was always like that or if they decided to do the lower ones at a cheaper way. Now,
from my experience, I feel like it's always been like that.
Well, the reason I think
I've always worn Nikes or Jordans. And every time I've had like a cheaper pair of shoes, that shit was cheap.
But let me tell you something. One thing I noticed, and maybe you guys did too, when they started doing retros, there was a decent amount of shoes that when I had them when I was a kid, everything was stitched. And then when I got them as an adult, parts of them were glued.
You know what? That's a funny thing you brought that up because that's a big problem in the recycling industry right now is that it's harder to recycle shit because of glue. Mm. It doesn't break down the same. And but in the shoe world, it's easier to repair a shoe that is glued than it is to stitch.
For sure, makes sense.
Because you don't have to worry about the holes. You don't have to like
once re-glue the shit.
Yeah, you just re-glue. Just you can heat it up.
Probably cheaper to make.
Too. Oh, it's way cheaper to make. Yeah, and the biggest thing is labor. You don't have somebody or you don't have somebody or a machine but you that have, has to sit there and sew it.
You have
right.
somebody,
slap some glue on that motherfucker and push it together.
But you have somebody that can open up a sneaker shop, you know, in the mall like we have now, and they make money repairing your shoes. What were we just talking about? What were we talking about?
How do shoe repair shops stay open? But we weren't talking about, we weren't talking about the ones that are repairing Jordan. We're talking about the ones that are putting new soles on your grandpa's loafers.
Not even Stacey Adams. How much are Stacey Adams? You ever met a pair of those?
I don't think I ever had it. But no, I did. I got some. Brown. Like,
weren't they expensive? Are they expensive?
$90. I can't remember.
I don't know.
I don't think they're that expensive.
I spent $700 on shoes for Christmas. Like
a pair or just
I got four pairs.
It's not crazy, but it's a little crazy.
I mean, but like that's nothing to me because like my daughter's Jordans was 190, and my son's LeBrons were almost 200, I think. And so I mean, like, there's just
that's 400.
Yeah, see, I can't pay full price for shit anymore. That's my big problem. Like, maybe if it's like a birthday or it's like something random, a rare release, or a rare occasion.
I mean, that's what she liked, and that's what
I can't pay full price for shit anymore.
I do need a new pair of shoes, though. At some point, I'm gonna have to go to the store.
Mine are usually like less than $100.
The things you have to say to yourself during COVID.
I usually try to get mine like less than $100. Because
I always put off going shopping like for clothes, especially when it comes to me. Like, I always put it off as long as I can.
I only wear my brand. Like, I wear like a no-name brand.
That's what I'm on Tony about big time now. Is like, we want to start making like some fitness type clothes, and I want to. That's all I want us to wear.
My shirt, realtor. Yeah. I had this made for me. Like, I've got 10 of these shirts, and I'm going to get my I have a new logo for my new company, and then I'm going to put that on, I don't know, a lot of shirts.
Hey, guess what I did today?
What?
I listened to the first two episodes.
Yeah?
God, they were awful. And you know what was even worse about them?
I'm not going to argue with you.
Hey. You know what was even worse about them?
What?
Me.
Why?
Because I'm listening to not necessarily what I was saying, just how I was saying shit. The very first episode, I laughed 5 times the whole episode.
Like, you wasn't having a good time?
I don't know. No, I was having a good time. That's the killer part about it. But I wasn't laughing at shit. Like, I was making mad jokes. I wasn't laughing at nothing. Like, it was a lot of funny shit too. Yeah. I laughed like five times.
Like, you were kind
of
robotic. Like, you were just
super robotic. And I was like, who the fuck did I think I was? Like,
you
what
was getting
the fuck
recorded.
Was I on?
You was getting recorded. You felt different.
Do you feel more comfortable now? Is that what you mean?
I wasn't really uncomfortable then, but I mean, yes, I'm more used to it now. Yeah. But and another thing, y'all can't tell me that I don't talk. Y'all can't say that no more.
This motherfucker listened to 2 episodes.
Y'all can't say that no more.
2 episodes where he talked a little bit. Hey, you can't tell me.
Hey, I did research. I have seen my growth. I don't know about y'all. y'all choose not to grow up. I've seen mine.
What?
I can't speak for y'all. I've seen my elevation.
What do we need to grow up on?
He needs to be more punctual. You need to stop being so selfish.
Selfish?
Yeah.
That's not gonna happen. Consider me immature.
I'm probably not gonna be on time.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be.
Y'all ain't shit.
He's not late.
We gotta change the podcast name, man. It's gotta be something else.
I'm only not late because I live here.
Right.
That's the only reason.
I was just about to say that. I was like, he's not late. He's always here.
Because he was late to when we did it to you. We did it at your house.
I might have been. Huh? I definitely was the last one there, but I don't know if I was late. But most likely,
I think he was late. I think we set the time early so that way.
Yeah, so he'd be on time.
Because I didn't think about like being late. I was like, oh, let's just be around this time.
Yeah.
If I say like if we'll be around a certain time, I got on plan for it. But I've had people like say we'll be around a certain time and be real past that time. If it's not like within 20 minutes of that time. No, like if you say like, oh, let's meet up at this time or like let's meet up around 6 and then it'd be like 6:45, I'm pissed.
Yeah. Because I'm nowhere around 6:15.
Yeah,
you ain't there.
That's what I'm saying.
Mad as fuck.
Like, they'll be like, oh, you said around 6. I mean, we're in the 6 o'clock hour. No, like I meant closest to 6 as possible.
The weird thing is how different all that shit means.
6:59. It's in the 6 o'clock hour.
Right, right. But also say the weird shit is how different that is for so many people, because I was thinking like, I feel like we all kind of know some people that like they're an hour early to everything. Like they're waiting in their car. Yeah, doing
my father-in-law.
Something. Like there's people. Yeah, there's especially older people for sure. Yeah, yeah, it's big on that. And they're like an hour early to fucking everything. Even something that you're like, hey, that is the worst thing to be early to because you are. There's no chance of you doing anything.
Sometimes it's just unnecessary to be that early.
Yeah, yeah. Like going to the club at 9 o'clock.
But we all know people that are 2 and 3 hours late to everything too. And I'm like, damn, man, like 2 and 3, like what, like. Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's absurd.
Yeah, Mo was like that. Like we would anything that we were doing, hanging out at. Like I don't know why he would be late. He'll have no reason to be late, and it's not like he just like he's not like always late for it to be like, oh well, he just has a problem being late. It's just like you invite him to stuff, and he'll show up
randomly
and you're like,
late.
Yeah, it's like what were you late for? Like he would just choose to do other stuff, and you're like. That's disrespectful. Like, you feel some type of way.
That nigga don't care.
Right. Like, and when we would do stuff, it would be like, most of the time a person will bring somebody else to something that he was invited to.
That's just... I think everybody knows one of those people, too.
He cracks me up, man. I love Mo, but he would do that sometimes, and I'm like, who the fuck is this person? Like, why are they here?
Well, you got this strange nigga in my house. Who the fuck is this?
It could be a friend.
Well, it's at
it
somebody's
could be
house.
A
that's
girl.
What it's worse. That's what it's worse.
Yeah. I don't let people like random people around my kids. Mm. So you know, I've had kids for a long time. So you know, I'm just that way. And sometimes we'll have a party, and I always had like a house party. We would get together, have fun and stuff. And then I would kind of get to know who they were. They were kind of cool.
You have one for New Year's?
Yeah.
Really?
My brother's coming over. Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Oh, so it's going to be like a little family thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to have like a big party. I don't think that's necessary.
Brent was like, hold on, is there a shebang?
Yeah. I mean, like.
Got a little shindig. I might have to pull it up.
I was like, just because of the size of my house, I feel like I could have a good gathering this year. But then like, as soon as we moved in, COVID happened.
COVID hit, yeah.
So I was going to have like a summertime party. Like I was just trying to, I was thinking about all kinds of ways to have get-togethers.
Take use
I,
of
I
the
like
space.
Having yeah,
yeah fuck
I
yeah.
like having people over. I mm-hmm. like I just like I like that. I don't drink, but I like having company. And
I'd be drinking.
I like having that. So there have been but then like with COVID, it just hasn't really. But I also really don't care to have like a lot of people over. I don't have that same amount of people in my life that I used to have.
Yeah, yeah, that desire. So, I mean, I get what you're saying too, because it's like a weird thing where like. You can be somebody that likes to have people over, but you almost never have people over. That's how I am. Like, I almost never have people here, but I'm definitely always down to, like, have a cookout or do. It was weird, too, when you were saying about, like, getting the house and shit. I remember when me and Tony were getting this house, and it was like, oh, yeah, you know what I mean? We get the house. We do a lot of cookouts. We'll do.
Have all these parties and people over.
And then you start doing something, and you're like, oh, man. Like, I ain't trying to do that all the time. Like, I'm super laid back. So, for the most part, I'm always like, a day after, two days after, even if it didn't turn out the best. I'm still like, I don't give a fuck, I'll do it again.
Oh.
Like, no big deal. But she would be like, oh, no, we ain't doing that shit again.
So
I'm trying to do that. I'm not trying to cook. I'm not trying to clean. I'm not trying to have somebody be on some bullshit.
I've learned a lot over the years of throwing parties. And, like, I know how to have reasonable expectations and I know what to have. And, like, I know how to be able to get stuff to a point where, like, I don't feel like I have to extra. Because the main point is, don't get anything that you wouldn't already have or enjoy. And that way, if you have too much of it, it doesn't fucking matter. And then and then you have to set the expectations of the people that you know will show up or won't show up. And I always only plan for the people that I for sure show up. So if anybody else shows up, if I don't have enough for them, I don't care. Because you're not really a likely person that would have normally showed up. So, like, over the years of throwing parties, like, those are the kind of two biggest guidelines that I usually always follow, and I'm usually always happy, so I always have a great time.
I go into so much shit with zero expectations is why I'm always chill. Like, fuck, like, I go into so shit, like, hey, whatever this is going to be, this is what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And it is what it is, but she's very, like, kind of, like, sounds like similar to you, where, like, planning for a certain amount of people or do this or these people are going to come, this and that, whatever. I only expect this to be the crowd or this and that, whatever, and I'm just like, no, I don't, whatever it is.
I usually only have like one or two.
I think expectations.
People that I want.
Think you talked. Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say I usually have like one or two people like that I want to show up,
and then
if they show up, it's fucking it's lit.
That's all you need.
If everybody else show up, okay, that's great. But I really only care like when Mo would come over. I really only cared that Mo came over. So sometimes when he's like wishy washy on being late,
that's why he's twice as pissed when he's late.
Yeah,
he's like,
I'd be
that's
so
the only
mad. Like,
I want here.
Only person I cared about showing up. Like, you are my ace. What? Where the fuck have you been? Like, I would be so pissed.
I'm sitting here kicking a bunch of people I don't even want to be around. Like, I my own shit.
I don't even like these motherfuckers.
Yeah. I invited them all through. Fuck it. Shit.
Like, I partially kind of invited them because of you. Like, I invited everybody just so you could come.
Right. I made a party so that you and I can hang out. Here the fuck you come in late as hell, like we a club. God damn it.
But yeah, I was
going to come to a party late, though.
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't show up to parties.
Clubs.
I don't show up to parties late. Clubs, that's one thing. Like, it's open, it's there, it exists. A party does not exist.
It's open, it's there, it exists.
No, a party starts at a time and sometimes it'll end at a time.
You gotta make an entrance, bro.
If you go to a party late, because, like,
it's lit going to a party late.
No, the
fuck
it's not.
It's already jumping.
Yeah, it's lit. I don't go to a party, be the first 5 motherfuckers.
Well, especially if you don't really know people there. That's where it's even weirder.
And that's even worse.
How is that worse?
Because if you go
I'm the life of the party wherever the fuck I go. Right, but so if I get there and I don't know nobody, now I know somebody. Like, they're going to know me. Like, somebody's going to know Brandon Bridgewater by the end of this fucking day. Like, it's just, like, I like being the energy of the party. I like being the reason why everybody had fun. Like, that's my shit.
You're more of an open talker in a public setting and, like, with people you don't know. Yeah. I think me and Brent, like, are more like, we'll talk a shit ton with the people that we know.
Yeah.
But you put us in a crowd where it's like not a lot of people we know, you might not get many words out of us at all.
Yeah. So that's where Amber and
I've actually
like our
changed about that.
I have too. Now
I've gotten a lot better with that.
But
a lot of times I just don't want to.
Exactly. And if you put and if you're in any kind of situation that's slightly uncomfortable or slightly shit. Like you don't trust people. You know what I mean? Especially because of the type of parties we were going to forever and shit like that. You put in a situation you don't really know motherfuckers and how shit's going to react. I'm not going to be in there acting like I'm everybody's buddy off the jump when I don't know what the vibe is.
Hey, y'all go to those sketchy shits. When I go to...
this is years ago. I don't fucking go. I'm an old-ass man now. I don't go to no goddamn parties.
I feel like whenever I show up to the place... That's the reason I was invited. I was invited because of my personality. Like that's so I put it. It's on full display, and I just
you
want to be
juggling and shit.
Nah, I just want to be. But I'm like, I put on like the all my always trying to be, not like an entertainer, but entertaining.
You and, get a cup of punch. You get a cup of punch.
Oh no, not no corny shit like that. But. But I'm big on having a conversation, and I want them to remember the conversation. Like, I don't want to have, like, a little offshoot, like, oh, the weather sucks. Like, I want to have, like, you know, a good couple stories or something and, you know, have a good, memorable conversation. And
that's why you're good at business.
I just want to have a good time. Yeah.
That's why you're good at business. Yeah, that's what it's about. It's, like, conversations and being able to talk to people.
I'm about relationships, too. Like, I just really like building relationships with people. And you just never know where it's going to lead to. So I feel like in a party setting, like, that's the best opportunity.
The thing that you just said, that's the thing I want for my kids more than anything that I didn't have. And what? It's not because somebody didn't...
To go to more parties?
No, listen. Yeah, fucking kick it. No. So, and it's not that somebody didn't give it to me. It's just that I, for some reason, just took on a different outlook of it that because of being in weird situations, not trusting people, random shit like that, whatever... I realized how much like opportunity I held myself back from of anything. Like you said, even the opportunity of a good ass friend, the opportunity of a job, the opportunity of going to a different school, or opportunity of meeting a new girl, the opportunity, anything.
I didn't miss those opportunities.
That's the funny part.
Those ones only. Those ones specifically.
Yeah, okay. I make sure I hit.
I missed so many of those that in my adult life, it's like almost the opposite purpose.
You want to make sure you don't miss anything.
All these friends that I like, there's all these people that like we all have common friendships with that I am not friends with because like I put myself out of the situation. Like I backed off. Like I'm friends with Omari. I'm friends with Mo. Who are y'all? Like, like you
the
know what I mean? Like, I had
acquaintances.
Yeah, like the rest of everybody else is kind of like, okay, all right. You know what I mean? Like, I just kind of like everybody was just like arm's length. And even though I built up some good relationships and friendships, and like I never really tried to do anybody dirty, and I got to hang out with a lot of people. But when it came like way deeper than that, that's where I cut it off at. Like, it was like, yeah, okay, I'm not going to come over y'all's house. I'll go over your house, but I'm not going to go over their house with you. Like, right? Like, I've been to your house many times, but our acquaintances, I never, ever was, like, trying to go and hang out. And I've been invited to, like, hang out with, I won't say, like, anybody's names, but a lot of mutual friends that we've had, like, I've been invited. And just, nope. Like, It's just not. It's just not. Well, me. I think small circle.
I think for my kids. I mean, and don't get me wrong. I think there's a balance too. Like, I don't want them to be. I don't want them to be like scared of certain situations, whatever. But I also don't want them to be so naive that they put themselves in so many situations that think they can just be cool around anybody and everybody too. But
that's one thing I was scared about too.
Yeah, that's what I was too.
I was a gullible dude. Like, I was really, I had to be very cautious of the people that I was around because there was a lot of shit, like street shit, that I didn't know or understand. And when I felt like there were people that knew more about that life than me, I wasn't going to hang out with those people. I didn't want to know about that life, but I didn't want to be a victim of them knowing about that life and me not knowing. You know what I'm saying? Like, does that make sense?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So it just was, it was just different for me. But
what was your favorite part about Christmas?
I love everything about Christmas. Probably my favorite part is Christmas music.
No, just
this past Christmas.
He said, "Do not give me an opportunity to talk about
exactly."
Christmas.
I'm a rogue. I will
love
go
it. I watched
on.
The Christmas Story. I love all of it.
You know what? I haven't watched the Christmas Story in a couple of years, but that used to be a tradition for me. From Christmas Eve and all Christmas Day, that would just be what was planned. But we didn't do anything this year.
You know what's funny? I've seen that movie numerous times, and it came on this weekend. Of course, I mean, Christmas.
Yeah.
And it was on. I was like, I ain't shit on TV. Let me turn this shit on. So it was the part where he got the lamp in the mail.
Yeah.
And he took it out. And I'd never paid attention to that lamp before, but that lamp had a fat butt. Y'all ain't see the cuff at the top?
Yeah.
It got the cuff at the top. I ain't never noticed that
before. I watched basketball.
I was like, babe, you see the lamp? It got the booty at the top.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite part. I got to sit and watch basketball all day.
My favorite part was being in a hotel on Christmas Eve.
Why?
I don't know. It's just being
something different.
Yeah, something different. Even though we wanted to be at home, but we weren't at home. So we got this nice ass room. We had horrible Applebee's for dinner, but
man, probably with being in the house so much lately, it was nice to be out.
Yeah,
man.
It was just nice to be out. Yeah. Even though we really wanted to be home, but that was a highlight for me. That was great.
Was this the first year you didn't buy your daughter? You said you didn't buy your daughter any gifts. Like, was this the first year that didn't happen? Is like, was this year different for you?
That was different. That was the first time I never did that.
But what made that different?
It's going to be a tradition.
what made this year different for you?
Well, just that.
Does the year feel different? I guess that's what the question is. Like, does the year feel different for you? Is that why, like...
Well, there's a lot of shit different for me that... I mean, I'm not the same person I was in 2019. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a lot of shit that's different. But for this one, I've always pressured to buy gifts for Christmas. And this time, I didn't have that pressure. I didn't feel that pressure. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it because my girl was like, okay, we're not buying the kids anything for Christmas. I was like...
You know, I feel pressure.
I looked at her
wife.
I had so much weight lifted off my shoulders because that's such a stressful situation for me, like buying gifts. Yeah. Like, I want to make sure that I get her something that she wants and likes and that she's going to fucking play with. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, anytime I buy her something, she plays with it for 20 minutes and never looks at it again.
Yeah, I've not bought gifts like that in a long time. My whole thing is about buying shit that you need and that's functional. And, like, I feel like in my heart of hearts, that's what a true gift is. Like, when you get somebody something, like,
I'm giving you something you don't even know you need.
But, like, if they the gifts that they had wanted as they have grown up, because I don't think we've ever just gotten, like, just gifts just to get gifts, probably before they could, like, really ask for stuff. And then at that point, that was, like, gifts that were, like, educational that they could learn from or that was going to make them... I don't know whatever the little stupid stuff that says like, oh, their hand eye coordination will be better because they got this stupid toy. And so we got like stuff like that. But then as they got older, started asking for stuff, we would get the stuff that they asked for because it would be just a few things. And we knew that they wanted those things. So we would stick to like three core things and then maybe some stuff that we maybe feel like we wanted them to have. And then that's how we've been for their whole rest of their ability to ask for stuff.
I'm lucky, man. My kids are so damn young still that like, anything I buy them is cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I haven't.
But that's
I
how
haven't,
my kids are still.
I haven't crossed
teenagers.
That path yet of like even what Brent was saying. I was thinking about that when he was saying it. Like, I haven't got there yet of thinking, like, damn, like, I got to get her something that she's going to like this or that. Or I got to do.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there's no pressure when they're that.
But
young.
I've never. Hell nah. Just go get some shit.
Yeah. It's like, I've gone through all of those phases, and I've never had that pressure. I've never, ever felt the pressure to buy a good gift for my kids. Only my wife.
Well, that's
part of it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's that too.
Well, like, my kids are the only ones I care about making upset. My wife, like, man, we buy stuff all year round. Shut the fuck up. Like,
some people are good-ass gift givers, man. Yeah. And that's where
she thinks I'm a good gift giver.
Well, so my wife is, and I'm not. It's weird, too, as her sister is, too. She buys for our kids, and she buys them, like, the coolest, weirdest shit that I'm just like, how did you
even think about?
Yeah, like, how did you even think about that?
Yeah.
But with my wife, she's more the type that she listens throughout the months and the year or whatever to random thing that you might mention that you need or you like, and then she then finds that thing for a crazy deal, you know what I mean? So she got it for a good price, and it's what you, like, that's what she did for me for Christmas. When you were saying, like, what was the best part of Christmas? For me, it was crazy because as a grown man, it's never been that situation, but for me this year, it was the gifts. Like, she got me some dope shit. She got me a new TV, a sweet-ass bike because I've been wanting to get bikes to ride with the kids and shit like that or whatever, a pair of shoes, some other random shit. But
must be nice.
Yeah. But it was all like, and then as she was like kind of mapping out, she was like, oh yeah, I remember you said this one time, you said that blank.
Yeah.
We were walking through the store the one time, you said something about a TV, if you got it for a good price, this and that, blah, blah. Like, and it all like was like, damn, like, you showing me up, because I just will go shopping when it's time.
Bullshit ass, this little bullshit ass, I don't know what the fuck it would be. I got a phone case for you, baby. So like,
you know, like. So like the stuff that I'll get my wife though is like so fucking expensive that we get it like when we can get it. And like, I've got the money now to get her stuff, but it wasn't like stuff that I could like just go out and get. For example, we're buying her a gun. It's like $700 for the gun that she wants, but we got to go look at it and see and hold it and feel it. Like, I'm not going to go buy it and then bring it home to her and wrap it under the tree. You know what I mean? Like, and her Pandora charms, like, they're $70, a little charm, and she loves those. But I'm not going to go buy some. Like, she thinks that I'm really good at getting those, which, I mean, I have been over the years, but she's got so many of them. Like, she has so many of them that it's, like, hard for me to even remember what she has. And now she's on this collection kick of Harry Potter. So, like, she has so many of those already. Some of them that she's ordered on her own, I don't even know what to get her. It's like, I didn't want to get her the same one. So, I'm like, well, I'll take you to go get some.
She just bought her pillow.
You know what I mean? But, like, the stuff that she wants are stuff that I need to go with her to get. So, I hate gift giving with her because as adults, we can just go buy the shit.
And that's what I told people. I've told a lot of people that I feel like the Amazon era, for lack of a better term, has, like, even made gift giving even harder, because now as an adult, if you have decent money, when you want something, you can just find it somewhat for cheap on Amazon and order it and have it. So when you go to then buy somebody something, you almost only have to buy them something super expensive, or it has to be that you really, really paid attention, like I was talking about, and find the one thing that, like, they mentioned one time, but they've just never bought for themselves, and it gets complicated.
Yeah. My wife got 5 things through December that she could have easily gotten as gifts, but she found them online and got them. Mm-hmm. I could have easily gotten them and wrapped them under the tree, and I'm like,
something that we did was, like, throughout the year, we bought the kids stuff.
Yeah.
Like, just recently, maybe the beginning of December, I bought her and Rocco some Legos, both different Lego sets. And it fucking pissed me off because I didn't realize that Legos were that damn
expensive. Oh, yes.
Expensive as fuck.
Expensive.
So, because we went to Walmart.
Did you used to rock with Lincoln Logs when you were kids?
I had some real young.
Yeah, I looked up them, and I was like, them motherfuckers are expensive, too.
Yeah.
But we went to Walmart because I was going to buy something else, and I was like, hey, you guys want to look at toys? Of course, they said yes. So we went to look at toys.
Are they both 9?
9 and 8.
Okay.
So they both picked out Lego. One was a Jurassic Park set. The other one
it's the licensing, bro.
Yeah, one was a Jurassic Park set. The other one was some Beach Barbie or something. I don't fucking know what her shit was. But so we get the Legos. We go home, and he opens his up off rip, and he spent the rest of the night in his room, like, putting all this shit together. So Vanessa is in her room just, like, on her iPad. And I'm like, you're not going to play with your Legos? Oh, no, I'm going to wait. Why? I don't know. I'm like doing it right now. So I walked away. He got done with his. I went and looked at him and saying he got everything put together. I said, oh, them is dope. Them is nice. I like them. So I walk away. He then goes into Vanessa's room and looking for her Legos. Like, hey, you want to put your Legos together? He said, I'm going to help you. Mm-hmm. And she's like, okay, let's do it. So I go back, sit down. I come back in there later on, maybe like, I don't know, a half hour or whatever. She's on her bed on her iPad. He's on the floor putting her Legos together. I was like, what the fuck is going on in here? I was like, why is he putting your Legos together that you asked for? And she, I don't know. Give me your iPad. Get your ass on the floor. Put them goddamn Legos together. And she has no idea. I'm never buying her anything else again.
It was the straw that broke the camel's back.
That was it. That was it. Because I already don't like buying her shit because she don't fuck with it for more than 20 minutes.
Interesting.
So she has no idea. That's over for dad.
Interesting. My
Wait till her birthday come around. She's going to be super salty.
Yeah. There,
you ain't getting a fucking thing from me.
I have the luxury now where my kids are... Well, it's kind of unfortunate, too, because it's like the most expensive age, but they need clothing more now than they did when they were younger. Just they're growing so damn fast.
Yeah.
And but the clothing for my son, he wears grown man shit. So, yeah, like, it's grown clothes. Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, his pants is like $50 a pop, and shirts is $25, $30, $40, and sweatshirts.
You gotta get a job, bro.
Yeah, like, so when...
Wendy's is hiring.
And their shoes, dad's going to be... hiring. The goal of me owning the company is that he don't have to worry about where he would find a job at. But with
he gotta work somewhere shitty first.
Nah,
yeah,
he so can do a shitty job in the company.
Nah,
but,
cause he don't.
Or if he comes and he's on some bullshit when he works for you, you gotta go send his ass to Wendy's for a little while.
Yeah, go send his ass to McDonald's for a little bit.
Nah, he won't
straighten him out,
bro. I'm telling
but
you.
But I wouldn't be his direct
send
supervisor.
Send his ass to a warehouse. He would or have, McDonald's.
He would have somebody.
Let him go work at the Gap for a summer or whatever.
That's not. You know what? It's funny. I want to talk about this on another podcast. Actually, is about that. Like having your kids. I think we touched on it a little bit before. Like your kids having a harder life than you, or a better life than you, or whatever. I don't know if we did a whole episode about that, but I did want to talk about that.
Yeah, I don't think so. We probably should.
Yeah, but nah. He would. I would like to. Him to not have to go through that. Like I don't feel like it. Like
he should go through that. Just like his first car should be shitty.
Why?
It teaches you to appreciate.
Does it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm why not, do you think? Yeah, I'm not sure. I lean more to that side.
Think about why kids don't appreciate shit today.
I don't care about other people's kids. I care that
kids in general.
I don't. No, it's not kids in general because kids aren't general.
They're not
kids,
cookie cutter.
Yeah. If your kid already appreciates what they have, having them go and do shitty shit just because you think that it's going to make them appreciate something differently, like, I don't like fucking with somebody's head that way.
It builds character. It's just like bullying.
If my son already appreciates...
If you're bullied in elementary school, you'll turn out fine for the most part. But if you're not bullied until you get to high school, you're going to lose your shit.
Or your first job.
But I know
or your first job, you're going to lose. You don't even know how to handle it.
But I know a girl that was bullied in elementary school, and she committed suicide in middle school. So, like, that's
she might
not,
have some other shit going on.
Yeah, but you don't know what else that kid has going on. That was the entire point. Thank you, Aaron. That was the entire point. That's
also an extreme example.
Exactly. All of your examples are extreme.
That was your fault.
And you possibly just named a you fucking unicorn situation.
No, it's not always like that. My point is that everything is, it's not cookie cutter.
I don't think his first car should be a Benz or anything like that.
I'm not saying that his first car should be like an expensive car. Like, that's an extreme situation. Didn't I just say that?
Yeah, that's extreme too.
It's an extreme situation.
His first
car might be my current car now. Because I'm getting a new car. And I'm probably getting a Tesla. But it's got like a... my car now...
It's a Nissan. It doesn't work anymore.
It's a 2015 Nissan. It's 2020. It has 130...
Why did you say it doesn't work
anymore? It's a Nissan.
It's 135,000 miles on it.
It's a Nissan.
I mean, yeah.
That motherfucker can have 250,000 and still run like it's only got 50.
I would not want my children in a car.
Get that
motherfucker.
Hey,
was
get
unreliable.
This nigga a 1986 Honda Civic.
Yo, 86? 86?
Get him one of them. Nah. Let him drive around the hood in the summer for one summer with one of them.
What would that accomplish?
He'll appreciate well, that motherfucker.
And you said drive around the hood. His son's not about to spend no time in the hood, son.
Well, not necessarily. I didn't mean like the hood. They hood.
Know, West side.
Their neighborhood.
They hood.
The hilltop.
Go drive around the burb for a summer and that.
You go drive around the hilltop. I want you to see where I'm from, kids.
Nah, I wouldn't tell them to go out there. Let them drive around the burb for a summer.
Hilltop's not that bad. It has, well, Oh, we don't talk about that. We don't want to piss nobody off.
Look, play the music, man. Talking that bullshit.
Which is worse, the Hilltop or the East Side?
Well, the Hilltop is a lot smaller. Yeah, you just named the entire side of town.
Yeah, you just named the entire side. It's pockets all around the city.
I guess I think about the East Side.
And overall, the East Side is much better.
I think about the East Side. Yeah, I guess I do think about pockets in the East Side.
It's pockets, yeah. It's pockets everywhere. Like, even when you say, like, people say the West Side, it's like,
I don't consider the Hilltop and the bottom of the shit is whack.
Bexley
is the East Side.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't consider Bexley the East Side, but I know it's out East.
Why wouldn't you consider that
East Side? It is really close to downtown, but it is East.
Bexley is just Bexley. Like, it's so weird. Like, German Village.
You know where Bexley is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, when
I don't know if you do.
Yeah, I just remember when I would ride the bus. When I would ride the bus,
it's clearly on that side of High Street.
It's clearly on the east side of town.
I know. I just said I know it's on the east, but Bexley is like Bexley.
I'm trying to figure out why you don't consider that the east side.
I don't know, because all the Jews over there just keep it nice. They keep it nice. When I would ride through there going to on Livingston. And you would clearly know you're in Bexley, and then you would get further past. Like, I worked at James and Livingston, and you would just know, like, it's just so crazy.
One side of James,
the fucking way. The trees change. They don't even put the same trees on this side of the street.
The air a little different in that pocket. The sunshine a little different over there.
Yeah, buddy, you go over there, the birds is chirping. It's everything.
Yeah. So it's just
it was snowing back there. It's 70 and sunny up here. What the fuck? I only went a block.
Damn. The plows don't go past the street and shit. Snow plows just plowed right there. That's it. That's fucked it. Man, no doubt. That's funny.
But yeah, I think Brent's right on that. Yeah, not, the one thing I wanted to ask you, because I'm always like trying to learn about myself and stuff too, and you were saying stuff about like when you buy gifts or you think that you should buy a gift because of this, you were saying you thought it was all like societal or whatever. The time when I'm like, we decide not to buy gifts, but then I'm like, damn, I kind of want to buy a gift or whatever, is sometimes I feel like if there was anybody that like maybe didn't have it or a gift would have made their Christmas kind of sweet or dope or whatever, and I had it to clearly get for them or whatever, then I feel like, well, I could have made them feel good for a day. Like, damn, why didn't I? You think that's societal, or you think that's like, that's fair, that's legit?
I think it might be a little bit of both.
I mean, it's hard to, here's my problem.
But it depends on who this other person is.
I mean, it could be anybody for real. Like, I'm not thinking specifically.
You out here buying gifts for strangers?
No. I'm saying, like, people that we would be around because of either, you know what I mean, because of Christmas, because it's family for the most part.
Would you do it in June?
For, like, their birthday or something? Or just,
no, just for no reason? Random month.
Possibly.
No, you wouldn't.
But no, not likely. That's why I said possibly, that's but what, not likely.
It is. It's just societal pressure for Christmas.
But, like, I would. Mm. Like, I think I gave y'all an example when I did that. Like, my.
Yeah, but we talk about him. It's always about you. It's so damn selfish.
Oh, but I mean, like,
but if you wouldn't do that for them on a random occasion, then yeah, it's not. It might not even be. It might not. It probably wouldn't be genuine.
I guess I wonder what the point of going against society is. Like when you're. How do you get out of anything that is societal? I don't know how you navigate that.
Buying someone a Christmas present in March or August.
This is for Christmas. I don't go by society, son.
Would you think he's correct? He was saying, like, just in general, gift giving.
Just go against the norm.
But for what, though? Like, what is the what's the
Ben wants to. We heard this earlier in the episode.
I guess I don't know what the point is.
I just for me personally?
I guess. Yeah. Like, what is the point of, like, purposely trying to, like, it's kids not, that used to be in goth and when we were in high school. Like, what? Like the like maybe they weren't all no, doing it on purpose, but like what is the point
the
of
thing
like
is that it's not on purpose. Like it's natural.
What's natural?
I naturally just do whatever I want to do. I take my own lane. That's natural. I'm not forcing myself to do it.
But you're knowingly not getting a gift because you're like, well, this everybone you've made it.
You're
that
almost
point, like
you're
you
almost
said.
A Michigan fan.
No.
That was born in Ohio. No. You know, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what he's getting at. It's like you're kind of, even though you're thinking you're not being a certain way, you're kind of being the opposite way because of the way it is.
My daughter is 8 years old. I have never wanted to get her something for Christmas. But this year, I decided not to do it. I felt great. I hated myself every year I bought her something for Christmas.
He said I hated myself.
I guess that's the question. Like, why did you hate yourself for getting her something for Christmas?
Because I think it's stupid.
because it was Christmas.
Yeah, why do I got to buy her something on Christmas? Why do I got to go all out to do all this for her for one day out of the year?
I guess like there's so
I
many
do
other,
shit for her throughout the year.
I guess I feel like there's so why many other societal things.
Why do I have to put
things,
so much emphasis on this one fucking day? Fuck this day.
How do you
and
pick
fuck
and choose
how y'all feel about it?
What societal things you'll conform to and which ones you won't?
I don't really conform to any of them.
Conform to many of them.
Which ones do I conform to? Let's talk
like
about
everyone.
It. You want to do another episode
like
on that
another one?
Want to do another episode
we'll
on that
we'll
one?
Do another episode.
I want to do that. I want to do that like next.
Oh, let's yeah. For sure.
We're doing that.
On that note, listen to the next episode.
Yeah, play the music.
Play the music.